Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome to your Morning Boost and a super happy Tuesday to all you amazing school leaders out there. Yesterday, we got into what restorative practices are all about, why they're a big deal, and the research that shows that these really work. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that pops up way too often, and that is a student caught vaping in the bathroom. Instead of just handing out a punishment, how do we turn this into a real chance for learning and positive change? We are going to walk through a detailed, restorative way to handle it, focusing on understanding, taking responsibility, and preventing it from happening again. All right, welcome back. So picture this. A staff member catches a student using a vape in the school bathroom. That never happens, right? I mean, I'm old enough to remember the time where just before I entered a bathroom, I would try to guess which brand of cigarette I was going to find based on the smell. Oh, times have changed, but how we address this has changed too. Instead of that usual immediate suspension, let's think about a more restorative path. First off, you're going to want to make sure everyone's safe. Safely take the vape device and then have a calm private chat with the student. Focus on what happened, not just on judging them right away. For instance, you might say, hey, I saw you using this device in the bathroom. Can you tell me what happened from your side? When you're somewhere private, start that restorative conversation with some core questions. What happened? What were you thinking about at the time? What have you thought about since? Who do you think has been affected by what happened? It helps a student see the bigger picture, like how it impacts their health, the school environment, and maybe even the folks who clean the bathrooms or other students that are in the bathroom or needing a safe space. Then give them a chance to actually answer the question of what do you need to do to make things right? Lots of students generally don't know the health risks with vaping, so this is a crucial teaching moment that we can take advantage of. Get the student connected with resources, maybe your school nurse or counselor, for an honest talk about the dangers of vaping. You could share facts from reliable sources like the American Lung Association, which points out all of the nasty respiratory issues and how addictive nicotine and vapes can be. I've seen this personally in action. I remember a student who got caught vaping, and instead of just sending him home, I had to meet with our school nurse. The nurse explained the chemicals in vapes and the long-term health effects. This student actually admitted he thought it was harmless and that the conversation was a turning point for him. He ended up getting help to quit because he truly understood the risk to his health. Working together with the student to come up with a solid plan to fix things. This could mean that they join a school vaping education program or go to counseling sessions. Maybe they even help make an informational poster about vaping that we put up in the school or get involved in a peer education project. This gives them a sense of ownership and a chance to do something positive. A written reflection about what happened, showing that they get the harm caused and are committed to healthier choices, can be really good too. Now, the last part is to set up a meeting with the parents. This isn't just about reporting a rule broken in a punishing way. It's about getting them on board as partners in their child's learning and well-being. So share the student's perspective, the harm identified, the restorative plan that you and the student have come up with. And then here's the kicker. Have the student lead parts of this conversation themselves. You know, something like, Mom and Dad, I want to explain what happened and what I'm doing to make it right. This really empowers the student and shows that they're owning their actions. We may just have to help with some sentence starters or some way to get the conversation moving. But have the student focus on common goals for their health and bring the parents into that conversation. So when it comes to a vaping incident like this one, taking that restorative approach shifts the focus from just giving a consequence to building a deeper understanding of the impact and empowering the student to genuinely fix things. It's about turning a slip-up into a powerful learning experience. Just remember, these kinds of conversations build trust and give students a way to learn from their mistakes instead of just sitting out of school. All right, that's it for Tuesday. Thank you for listening. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, Thank you for your service to your community.